Seattle, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Egyptian security officials saying 305 people were killed. It happened Friday when suspected Islamic militants carried out an attack on a mosque in northern Sinai. Islamic State militant group has been carrying out such attacks in the region, but no group so far has claimed responsibility. Here's Reuters' Pascal Davies.
Officials say the attackers were carrying an Islamic State flag. The militant group has a surviving branch in the region after it suffered defeats in Iraq and Syria. Egypt's battle against insurgents in Sinai has worsened since the 2013 revolution. Militants have killed hundreds of police and soldiers in the region. On Friday, President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi said he will respond with, quote, brute force to combat the terrorists. Overnight, Egypt's military said it had carried out airstrikes and raids.
Reuters' Pascal Davies reporting. United States is warning Pakistan there would be repercussions in bilateral relations between Islamabad. Immediately rearrest prosecutes an Islamist leader accused of masterminding the 2008 attacks on the Indian city of Mumbai. Warning comes after Pakistani authorities acted on a court order and freed Hafiz Saeed, a U.S.-designated global terrorist, from months of house arrest for lack of evidence. Some international flights to and from Bali, Indonesia, were canceled after a volcano started spewing smoke and ash hundreds of meters into the air. It was the second time in less than a week the volcano had become active. About 25,000 people were evacuated from the slopes of the mountain to area shelters. This is VOA News.